unexpected $500,000 cut in federal funding has a group of Charlotte homeless shelters, food pantries, and other human service agencies looking for ways to fill the gap. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency cut all $527,000 in funding to five Mecklenburg County shelters, three emergency food programs, and crisis assistance ministry. The cuts come as the agencies finalize their budgets for the new fiscal year that begins July 1st, says Randall Hitt of the Men's Shelter of Charlotte.
While all of us never want to take for granted any kind of funding, this is certainly a critical hit for us and one that we weren't expecting.
FEMA's emergency food and shelter program began in the late 1980s, and local agencies have gotten funding for years. Unlike other FEMA grants, these are not tied to a disaster declaration, but are supposed to help private and government social service agencies deal with housing and hunger. FEMA says Mecklenburg County no longer qualifies for the aid because unemployment and poverty here are below the program's thresholds. The poverty rate here is 12.3%, for example, while the program calls for a rate of 17.3% or higher. That's been true for a couple of years. A spokeswoman for the United Way, which manages the grants, was unsure why the grants were eliminated this year. We reached out to FEMA officials, and they did not respond immediately. Crisis Assistance Ministry took the biggest hit, losing $230,000, money that would have gone to pay the rent of families facing eviction. Here's spokeswoman Leanna Humphrey.
From the outside, it might look as though, you know, Mecklenburg County is doing well, but based on the hundreds of people that we see every day here at Crisis Assistance Ministry, we know that families are struggling and that those are needed funds to help prevent evictions and prevent homelessness.
She says the cuts are forcing agencies like hers to reevaluate their budgets and seek additional support from other funders. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.